So strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees. Make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be disjointed, but healed. How many of you had knee replacements already? You know what he's talking about, right? When I was in high school, I loved playing basketball. Well, I should qualify that. When I was in high school, I was on the basketball team. Once in a while, I got to play basketball. But the only reason I ever went out for sports was because I was quick and I could run fast. I had no coordination whatsoever. So at practice, I had to push myself as hard as I could to really be a part of the team, to really help them, to do my best, you know? And I loved doing that. It was great. As a result of that, then what happened was I would roll my ankles all the time playing basketball, once, twice a week. It just happened. And to this day, I still have bad ankles. My younger brother is now a physical therapist, and he watches me walk, and he's like, Craig, you're going to have bad ankles when you get old. Here, do these exercises, otherwise it's going to be really painful for you. So he gave me these. So, of course, do I do them? No, I've never once done them. I was like, I'll be fine. And he's like, no, you're not going to be fine. Have you ever talked to an old person? So, why do I share that? This example from St. Paul, that helps us to understand what Jesus is talking about. He's not talking about our physical bodies, of course. But he is talking about your spiritual part, your soul, your spiritual life. So Jesus is going to Jerusalem, which anytime, that always means he's going to the cross. Someone asks him, Lord, will only a few people be saved? You've probably asked that same question. Jesus doesn't answer the question, all right? He says, actually, you need to think about it in a different way. What he does is he actually, like, addresses the man's attitude that's asking the question. Bishop Barron likes to point out here that we have to understand the context. This is a Jewish man asking the Jewish rabbi, Jesus, a question. They're the chosen people. They're God's people. So the question is saying, you know, I'm assuming, I know that I'm saved. What about everyone else? Is it only just going to be us, just a few that are saved? That's the question. I'll be fine. But what about everyone else? Jesus points out that's the wrong attitude. In fact, he takes the man to task pretty strongly. You need to change, because being a Jew isn't going to be what gets you to heaven. In fact, when you get there, if that's your attitude, yeah, you're going to see Abraham and the prophets and Isaac and Jacob and the chosen people of God there, but also you're going to find people from the north and the south and the east and the west. They're going to come in from all over the place. There's not just one right people. They're going to be there, but you are going to find yourself cast out. That had to be a shock to that guy. You're going to find yourself cast out. What would today's version of that look like? We're no longer, we know, the east of the west, north, they've all come in, right? So what would be our version of what Jesus is trying to address today? Well, maybe that looks like I go to church every week. I punch my card, I come up, I get my communion pill, and I go back out to my life, the same life. Or maybe that sounds like, I just want to make sure my kids and my grandkids get baptized and confirmed. And then I'll know that we've made it, I've done it, even though they actually never go to church. Or maybe it's just a general assumption of a lot of times when someone dies. We always hope and have mercy and trust in God's desire to bring us to heaven. Yes, absolutely. Confidence in that. But there's a lot of times just a little presumption that everybody goes to heaven, because God wouldn't dare send anyone to purgatory or to hell. It's the sin of presumption that he's talking about. I know I'm not perfect, Father, but I'm actually not doing anything about that. I'll be fine. They're not serious things. God wouldn't send me to hell for this. Jesus says, don't be surprised if when you get there, you find yourself cast out. Sounds harsh, doesn't it? Notice that the people who were cast out, they were wailing and grinding their teeth because they thought that they were in. They never thought they were going to be the ones cast out, did they? So that's the problem. So Jesus, what's the remedy then? So what do we need to do to be healed, to strengthen that what is weak? What do we need to do to get in, Jesus? He says, strive. You've got to strive. Strive to enter the narrow gate. It's a lot like the sports team starting up this fall, right? You get out there and the coaches push you. They say they push you to your end, and they push you beyond your ability, right? Because if you want to be the best version of yourself, you got to push, you got to strive, you got to work at it. See, it's just so human. It's just so, we know this. Strive for the narrow gate. What's the narrow gate? The narrow gate is Jesus. Jesus who said, I am the way. And no one comes to the Father except through me. I am the gate. To strive for the narrow gate is to follow Jesus. It's to be a disciple. If you want to be my disciple, you have to take up your cross daily and follow me. The goal is to look like Jesus. That's the goal, because that's the only way to heaven. It's not just to get rid of sin in my life. It's that I would be transformed so much that my life looks like Jesus. It's to be saints, you guys. That's the goal. Now, what I'm going to say next is really important, okay? I want you to hear this. What is Jesus not saying? Jesus is not saying that you have to be good enough to get to heaven or I'm going to throw you into hell. That is not what Jesus said, okay? All right? Don't hear that. It's not about being good enough to go to God. We never have to be good enough to get to God. Jesus makes it so clear in so many other places in the Gospels. God is always the merciful Father who received the prodigal son over and over again. Jesus on the cross, he tells the good thief, today you will be with me in paradise. And at the last moment, the last hour of his life, he's saved and he goes to heaven. So what gets us into heaven isn't us. It's always his mercy. It's always the love of God who has died for us to save us that gets us to heaven, period, okay? This is not about fear. This is not about being good enough. If that's what you heard, then probably your wound is you feel not good enough. It's very common in American society. That is not what Jesus is talking about today. What he is talking about is the sin of presumption. Of just presuming that I don't have to strive. I'm fine. It's the danger of a lukewarm church that nobody is attracted to, right? Of just going through the motions, saying, I'm fine. I'll be okay. It's not having the fire that Jesus talked about last week. And Jesus says, no, the goal of a disciple is to look like Jesus, is to enter the narrow gate. Even if I never get there, even if every day I fall flat on my face over and over and over again, but every day I get up and I strive to be like him, my brothers and sisters, that is holiness. That is holiness. Here's another way maybe to think of the same thing. What could you be doing to grow? How could you be growing right now? To get closer to God, to follow all the commandments, to get rid of some sin in your life. Where do you need to grow to look more like Jesus in your thoughts, in what you say, in your actions, to carry your cross better? Am I using all of the help that God is giving me to get to heaven? The Catholic Church gives us so many ways to receive that grace and that help. And they're all meant for us so that we can get to heaven, to use them. Are you using what the church gives you? The sacraments are the first and foremost. They give us the grace of salvation, Our baptism, confirmation, yes. But the Eucharist and confession, which are the ones that we go to regularly, right? Can you maybe go to daily Mass? Can you go to adoration? Are you using confession to work against your sins and to ask forgiveness in your life? But the sacraments themselves still will be empty without prayer. Are you working at your prayer? Do you work to build a relationship with the Father, with God as your Father, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, to read the Bible? Do you use the saints that God has given us to pray with the saints? Ask these Mary and Joseph and our patron Saint Peter, your patron saint, our guardian angels. There are real people who desire your salvation, who love you, who want to help you. Do you ask them for help? Do you pray with the saints? Do you use statues and sacramentals and medals and holy water and crucifixes? All these things that are blessed that help us connect with the church, with God, with the saints. It helps us on the way to heaven. Do you use holy friendship? Not only the saints, but holy friendship with each other is just one of the greatest helps to walk in that path. And finally, do you do penance? Which is what our second reading is all about. Do you discipline yourself? Do you try to carry that cross a little bit better? To let your crosses actually form and shape you. That's what God's doing, with greater faith and trust in Him. To make myself say no to just doing whatever I want to do every day, whether that's food or drinking or spending money or phone use or sinful things. Building virtue and self-control. Jesus tells us today to strive. Doesn't mean you have to do it all. That would be craziness. It doesn't mean you have to be perfect or somehow you have to be good enough. No. It just means taking the next step. Picking one thing and working on it. Like my brother said, Craig, if you want your ankles to be healed and strengthened, you got to do the exercises. If we want to get to heaven, we have to follow Jesus.